You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Hallelujah. Jesus, our Savior, he went about preaching. He didn't just sit down and hope the work will be done by some people. Jesus will get up and preach the gospel. That's your master. Our master will get up and preach the gospel. Go about preaching the gospel. But then, the scripture says in that verse 14 that the gospel he preached is the gospel of the kingdom of God. Please, brethren, we must note this. You see, today, majority of Christians do not even know what the gospel is about. We can't cover that in this 5-minute devotion, but we need to say some very basic things. What Jesus preached was the gospel of the kingdom of God. I've heard people say, stop talking about tithing, go and preach salvation message. Stop talking about marriage, go and talk about salvation message. What exactly do they mean? What exactly is salvation message? If you look at verse 15, he said again, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. So what does the gospel do? The gospel gives you access to the kingdom of God. The gospel is a message of the kingdom of God. Everything Jesus came to preach is about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is a kingdom where the king died for the subject. And for them to come into his kingdom, they have to believe on the king. But beyond that, the life, the character, the light, and everything about the kingdom, the subject must come and learn and live according to the kingdom. So the gospel is not me simply telling somebody and say, "Give your life to Jesus." That's what some people understand as the gospel. The gospel is the totality of the message of the kingdom. Or simply put, every single thing that Jesus teaches or represents. You remember Jesus said, "Go and teach all nations everything whatsoever I have commanded you." Just take a look. Just open any of the gospel and see what are the things that Jesus taught. What are the things that Jesus touched? Those are all the things Jesus wants us to preach. That is the kingdom of God. So when they asked Jesus about money, he used the occasion to teach about the position of the kingdom of God with regards to money. When they asked Jesus about marriage and divorce and remarriage, Jesus used the occasion to teach them how the kingdom of God operates marriage. That it is completely different. So, but today, if we are talking about marriage, somebody will say, "No, leave all this marriage issue. Go and preach the king. Go and preach the gospel." That is the gospel we are preaching, brethren. If we are teaching fathers how to train their children in the admonition of the Lord, that is the instruction of the gospel. That in the kingdom of God, fathers have responsibility to raise their children in the admonition of the Lord. That is the gospel. The gospel is the totality of the message of Jesus. The gospel is not you simply coming to come and believe in Jesus. In fact, that is like the elementary, the basic, the admission letter to the kingdom. The gospel is a message of the kingdom. I pray the Lord will give you understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.